Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. This is the opening commodity market report, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:43, up 12 and 3 quarters on the open March, 5:55 up 11. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:21 and a half, up 14 on the open March, 5:34 and a half up 10. July, 4:70 up 10. September, 4:72 up 3 on the open. December corn opened at 3:32 up 5 on the open March, 3:45 and a half up 6. May, 3:51 and a half up 5. July, 3:57 up 5 and a half. Redline December, 3:37 up 2 and a quarter. March 2008, 3:42 up 2 and a half on the open. December oats opened at 2:38 and a half up 4 on the open March, 2:42 up 1. November beans opened at 6:34 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters on the open. January, 6:48 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. March, 6:58 up 8. May, 6:62 up 6 and a quarter. July, 6:70 up 7 and a quarter. Redline November, 6:81 up 5 and a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 188.80 up 2.70 on the open. January, 189 up 2.30. December soybean oil opened at 27.33, up 29 on the open. January, 27.75, up 38. At the Merck, November feeders opened at 103.70, down 130 on the open. January, 102.05, down 97.5. March, 180, down 70 on the open. October live cattle opened at 91.25, up 15 on the open. December, 90.75, up 10. February, 92.60, up 2.5. April, 91.35, down 10 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 64.70, up 22.5 on the open. February, 67 down 20. April, 67.50 down 27.5. May, 69.90 down 32.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.50 down 67.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the wheat market got a shot in the arm this morning off the news of a sale of wheat to Iraq. Before that point, the Kansas City market had fallen below the short-term uptrend line and it was in danger of looking a little bit on the toppy side.
Yeah, it was. You know, we kept above that trend line in the December futures. And Chicago, the folks up there in Chicago are telling us pretty much no matter who we're talking to, Dave, that Chicago wheat's probably the leader here compared to the other complexes. And so we say probably the technicals are the leader in the Chicago wheat, and that's what everybody's going to probably be following. But we've held the trend line of support, and we've also not had to go below that 499 level in December futures again. So we've got a pretty good range of price carved out now. The trade seems comfortable with between $5 or 499 and 520. That seems to be both very active in both buyers and sellers in the short term. Oversold, overbought conditions play a big role in the market. Then you have that next range of 520 to 550. That now in this past week has been an area of thin air, and we saw a lot more folks step out on the line and say the highs in wheat when we fell back below that 520 level earlier this week. But you still have a lot of fundamentals out there with the bear numbers also, along with your Egyptian and Iraqi news that you mentioned. The bear numbers are out, and we actually have a new supply side issue that we would kind of dub the new Australian crop, and that is, as far as how the trade looks at it, is the Chinese drought in the central plain of China, picked up earlier this week from one of the partners that was an issue, have started to look more at that, and that's starting to come across the wires a lot more and get a little bit more visibility as the day goes on. So if the Chinese drought in the Central Plains worsens, then you're probably looking at a situation where the trade will trade it a lot like they did Australia's news, that the crop gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And that's really what it's all about when it comes to who's going to win this battle, the fundamentals or the technicals.
If you're watching these charts and wondering about whether or not to make sales, and it seems like we have maybe between now and the November crop production report to do something, and maybe after that the market might do some consolidation, would we look at these price levels as important points of support? Wheat, $5, corn, $3.07, and these are in lead month options, and then soybeans in the $6.15 area.
Yeah, really, we would. Those are real good numbers to work off of, and we would say something about the corn. That corn number is, you know, 25 cents or so below the market right now. And so what we would say to the producers right now as far as handling in the bin corn that they have not sold yet, you're getting to a point, especially after you look at today's GDP figure for the third quarter, that came out at 1.6%. That concerns us. Some of the housing data concerns us. If you look at some of the forward-looking issues that we try and look at when we analyze these markets and you try and pinpoint that with what you're holding in the bin going into the new year, you should be concerned, and you should be concerned about the future demand of corn at these price levels. You throw on top of that the issue of what you bring up, the 307 level. We heard just 2 days ago in Chicago that 290 was the next stop of support for the December corn, that we could have a corrective wave all the way back to that. Technically, that makes sense. We haven't had a real full-fledged correction in corn. So what I'm getting at is, from a producer standpoint, you're getting to the scenario where you have as much upside and downside in this price action. And what we're saying to producers right now is, don't make the same mistake many made in 95, 96 of holding tighter and tighter to grain with unlimited risk in the bin. Defer your risk, give up some of the potential upside, but also take away some of the potential downside by coming back in with 15-cent call options, and reward this market. Let the demand stay high. Give the market some of your supply so we don't shut demand down completely. It was just a few years ago that we learned this lesson, but it feels like it was a lifetime ago because we haven't seen these prices for over 10 years. So let's work it from a standpoint of remembering what we did wrong back in 95, 96.
290 puts you in that 38% retracement level and in the gap left over from 12 October, by the way.
And if you don't believe in short crops, long tails like we don't anymore, Dave, that you could get that in a 15-day time span and freeze out a producer. That's the bottom line, is that we're not bothered by a 50-cent correction. We'll buy into it with our calls and add to our 06 hedges if we get that and when we get that. But producers that have a lot of 06 corn in the bin unsold, they will probably get frozen and have to take that 50-cent hit or more before they let go of the corn, and that's what we just don't want them to do again.
All things being equal, do you believe December has a better chance of being defensive than offensive?
No, we would say that the
month, not the futures.
Right, the month of November and December is probably going to be very heavily dependent upon what the USDA does on the November 9th report. As this rain comes through and more builds next week, the Chicago mindset is probably going to have to turn to the idea that you could even have a lower yield in the November report, not a higher yield, because of lost corn and disappearance corn, because of our harvest delays we're starting to accrue here. So that's something we look at, and we say that very gingerly, because what I just said to you was, let some cash corn go.
Yes.
But that's the whole reason why we're re-owning it, because especially if we go higher into the November report, we don't want to put 50 or 60 cents on the table. We want to put 15 cents on the table.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Have a good day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Taking a look at lead month options in Kansas City, December wheat, 538, up 7 3/4. December wheat at the Board of Trade, 503, down 4 1/2. December corn, 328 1/2, up 1 1/2. Fast trade in the corn pit now. November beans, 630 1/2, up 2 3/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.